Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Okay, we're here again, and you're listening to Tim Aldred,
Cosmic Philosopher.
Block Talk Radio Network. And remember the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies. You can get it in audio. And
Kindle.
And in
paperback.
Yes. And I am glad to be here.
I have been reading
some prehistory, and stirs up my feel inspired. And, you know, sometimes I am not all that inspired, and the right type of thoughts not going through my mind. And then emotional feeling and wrong thoughts plagues my spirit. Since I discovered there is no reason for that, for me to have those kinds of
feeling
and thoughts going through my mind. I feel depressed. So that says, or explaining why I don't, you know, I don't like to have that experience at all, because it's like a waste of my life, you know, living and spending moments that depresses me and let me feel like, oh, it is just impossible to have the right experience, the life experience that is good and always pleasant. So here I am. I'm feeling pretty good right now, you know. Just hope that I stay inspired and feeling good. How are you today? I hope you're doing all right, too. No, it's hard to appeal to your psyche to bring in a higher altitude experience. It's not easy. You have to be very conscious about it. So I'm looking forward to see our world society be restored. You know, when we think about AD Anno Domini, we think about the BC era. Now, because of the New World Order that comes in by the Bible, I notice how the world society has been maneuvered to an adjustment that accepts the Bible and Jesus. Like it is an alternative life, you know, for one's experience. That you have the choice between being civilized and uncivilized. Or no, it is more complex than that. It's not like the impression is you are not to be civilized. Because they are mixing. You know, there is an, what they call this, an agglutinant. Yes, there is that word, that word that, you know, I think it's agglutinant. The word was somewhere here, and now I don't know where it went, but you know, it's a mixing. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Agglutinant, A-G-G. Now I would love to have that word right here so I could just tell it to you. But is agglutinant, I think, is the pronunciation. All right. However, I want to see the world come back to the BC, polytheistic way of thinking, because that's where the blessing of mankind really is what was established in the BC era. What we have here in the AD Anno Domini is the Sodomite era. And they want us to like take some of the polytheistic ways and mix it with AD Anno Domini. That's what the emphasis is. That's what the church is designed to do, is to wean us away from a polytheistic civilized ways. Yeah. Away from being created in the image of the gods and start believing in the creation of the Bible. Adam and Eve in a no, never found. Never found the Garden of Eden. You know, so it's amazing how this concept is catch, like when, you know, breeze blow and a tree is tilted over the root and of a, you know, sucking out of the ground and the tree is no longer upright. This is the kind of thing, the impression of the world today, what the church represents, you know, is to tilt people over from the upright way, cognizant thinking. That's what the church is for. You know, where they say your mind must be unnatural for it to understand the word of God in the Bible, because they are spiritually discerned. These things are spoiling, you know, type of thinking. So, since I have discovered that the Bible is not a record of the past, it is the uncivilized white people them who come into the world that mess up the world. Talk about now is democracy. Democrats and Republicans. And see them there right now? Look at what they're going on with right now. And why black people are stuck. Can you see how black people are stuck on their own turf that these white people are telling you, no longer yours, it's theirs, sodomites. They come here and set up a Supreme Court, you know, and stack it up with all these nine judges. And you bring your cases that you can't resolve to the lower court, bring it up to the upper court, and we are accepting that like it's a civilized government and court. Not Nagasa. All of what they are running is based upon AD and Adamani in Latin. And it has no government, civilized government authority. It's not connected to civilized government authority because these white people are not into civilized history. None whatsoever. They're not. So black people must understand the line that they are crossing when it comes to what these white people come and throw all over the world. See, they start with the churches long before I was born. So when I come up and see the church, what you think is going to happen? That's an easy catch. It's a net. And they are making fishers of men. That's what they're doing. You see, but my friend, all we can do now is learn, read and learn the truth and talk about it. And by so doing, we can steer ourselves back into civility and let these white people go back where they come from with their uncivilized way of thinking and behavior. Let them go back over there and stop stealing from black people. The amount of what they steal from black people is quite enough for them to go back where they come from and go enjoy themselves with it. Right? Go back over there and go enjoy yourself with it. Leave us alone. Why can't they leave us alone? No, they're not satisfied to leave us alone. Taking what we have, they're not satisfied to go back where they come from and use it. No. See? They do the same thing in Rome, Italy, all over Italy, New Zealand, and Australia, Egypt. They do a lot of it in Egypt. They go into Palestine, they do it, and come to America and do it. Why? They don't plan to go back with them, not unless they really get driven out, like they probably partially get driven out of Africa and out of Egypt. But them not still behave themselves that they have something to do with these places too. You see what I mean? because they get this the civilized people to accept homosexuality like it is a natural form of life. They do that. So what else are they supposed? What else are they to do? And all the rest of these evil demons. What else must they do? They partly, black people as a whole sodomite. You see, because you believe in Christianity, and Christianity is kingdom reconstructionist teaching. They call it kingdom. Imagine sodomy talking about kingdom. And they come here and say they have a Supreme Court and get the Supreme Court to say man and man to marry. And man and man only have penis and anus. And they, two of them, are married each other. They might law now and say, like, it's reasonable for them to have freedom. Not in African territory. You mean to blast them don't have freedom where they come from? Who is put to rule the world? Yeah, white people? I know white people. And only when we don't know nothing about our history will we think that way and think that we are to bungle up with sodomite people anywhere we are. No. Not go like that. It's not true. You see, let them take their sodomite ass back where they come from. Otherwise, we're going to use tornado and, you know, it's a lot of decimation going to go on. No joke about that. Now, the gods have me. It's not me alone. We are the other people. There are other people talking too. I am talking what is given to me to talk. And these people, where all they do is destroy the black people's civilization that is established by the gods. Now, I'm having a problem with these nasty sodomite people and their muting of what I have to talk about. If they did not come here into our territory and using the fraudulent AD Anadamani calendar, which is theirs, European, and they want to come here and rule us with it. It's only a little more time they have to do it to mute my message. They don't have a lot of time left to mute my message, right? All of the things that they think that they can go into black people territory and do, they don't, they just have this much time left to do it. Them don't understand that because they're a sodomite, them too uncivilized to understand realism. Look at the Bible where they write about black people. They don't write about themselves, they write black people. They call themselves what, you know, I mean, call themselves Jews when they call us Jews 2,000 years ago. These guys, they don't have any sense. They don't have civilized sense. And it's really that black people allowing them to do what they might do. Africa is allowing them. All right, well, I'll tell you this. The time is at hand. And they can fool around and claim that they have taken over the world by a storm. They can take comfort in the achievement that they have made so far. But, you know, all it's going to take is just a blink of an eye. And it is no more. No more. So you better stop muting what I'm saying. Because I'm telling you, it's a blink of an eye. And you will no longer blink. You will no longer mute anything I say. Now, talking about our calendar, I don't feel like doing a long show today. I don't feel like doing a long show. I think I can shorten up what I have to say. AD calendar, meaning a calendar that is based upon Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ don't exist, never have. There's no place in the Bible that point to a real Jesus that exists. Don't. In all of my reading, there's none in there. A.D. Kalinda, white man, sodomy, Jesus lifestyle. Impose on blacks is a crisis. So A.D. Kalinda, white man, sodomite, Jesus lifestyle, that's what it represents. A.D. Kalinda, white man, sodomy, Jesus lifestyle imposed on blacks is a crisis. It is a crisis, and it is a crisis that obliterates the fraudulent notion of A.D. Kalinda, of the white man, sodomy. Jesus' lifestyle imposed on the hybrid people had been a real crisis today. Is it? It has been. For you to know, what's this, the people have been. It is a real crisis. So it is a real crisis today. But they have imposed on us. Today, you look around you, some churches around, all of these churches. There's none of these churches that are civilized, that belong to a civilized structure, you know, a civilized. It's not a feature of human civilization. The church is not. It's European sodomy culture movement geared at bringing down the black people into sodomy. That's what the church represents. I can prove it to you if you want. If I don't explain it enough here, it is something I can get way down to the bottom in. All right? Now, just ask the question bluntly. What does certified academic history say about Jesus Christ? Answer is in total. None existed. No, Jesus never exists. None at all. Let us see what said about Jesus at the very least is real. Right? Let us see what he said about Jesus at the very least is real. Let's see. Jesus, circa 4 BC to AD 30. Now, this is supposed to, this calendar all time, is representing that BC, before the AD era, the fourth year BC, that is like 4 years before AD began. Jesus was born 4 years before BC ended and AD began. So Jesus, according to the Sodomite Bible, Jesus was born 4 years in the BC time and run through AD 30. So you could say Jesus then, if you think in terms that this is a real anthropic account, which it is not, Jesus would be like 34 years old when they crucified him. Or they say, what, 33 years? All right. So is any of this true? Not that I know of in any history. And when I say history, we're not talking about the history with them writing in the Bible. It's not history. It's only the context of history is that these fools wrote these things and say it is real. But there is no history to prove it is real. And belief and faith cannot make it be real. Right? As no basis. Regardless of the issues that you will use to discuss it, there is no precedence for this at all in history to make it real. Also referred to as Jesus of Nazareth or Jesus Christ was a first century Jewish preacher, religious leader. Now, who's writing this? It's not black people writing it. There's nobody back writing this. The Sodomite them writing it. And why so many African people believe it? Simply because they're not learned. They are not learned. And when you're not learned, you're vulnerable to a lot of ignorance. You know, you start believing stuff that you have no right believing. All right, so it goes on here to say, it goes on here, he's the central figure of Christianity. And that's just telling you, this is only about homosexual people and their lifestyle. That's what Christianity represents. Right? And they're talking about that they're mixing it up with religion. He said, Jesus, he is the central figure of Christianity, the world's largest religion. You hear that? That's not true. It is not religion at all. Jesus was a Galilean Jew. Why white people choose to use black people character and drag us through the mud with all these things and tell us to believe it? It is utter nonsense. And if then black people would hear somebody like me come up and talk, they would think that I am nuts. How can I be not? We must have history as a record to prove something is true of the past. When this year don't have none at all, and you can see plainly if you read this and analyze it, you will find out it doesn't have any substance to make it true, and they still believe it and go to church. Doesn't make any sense. Jesus was a Galilean Jew. Now, here is a lie that you can see white people. Here they are telling you that Jesus was a Galilean Jew. I mean, he was a black man. And so it is that the man that they are calling Jesus Christ was a black man that they kill or some attempt to kill. And they are saying he died between two thieves and all these kind of stuff. You see? These people who are writing it, they are the invaders of the black people's territory. That's what is true. And here we are confiding in what they write about our character, and we are believing it. Oh, gosh. That's unfortunate. Jesus was a Galilean Jew, and now today, in today's world, white people are Jews. Right? White people are Semitic. And when you hear, if you talk against, where they chase out the black people, they call it is Palestine. They call it Israel in 1948. If now you talk about that place, and the people who live there now. They said that you are anti-Semitic. How can you be anti-Semitic against a people who are not Semitic at all? Just start to call themselves Semitic. These people who fuck asses, that's the way they make their living. After that people. And make it legal to fuck ass in black people territory. You see what I mean? Now, so they are saying this Jesus was a Jew. That's 2,000 years ago, right? And the other people, his own people, were Jews. But today, that is done away with. These same people are writing these things. And if you don't pay attention to it, your brain will be unnatural. And then say, what you're reading is spiritually discerned. So you don't know no better. He says here, Jesus was a Galilean Jew who was baptized by John the Baptist. A lie. This is a stinking lie again. And began his own ministry. They are making these things up. If you don't know, I'm telling you, if you don't want to understand that's what that is, you know, that's about it. That's about it, my friends. I don't have anything else I have to say today. Because look, these folks here, their time is up. You know, if I'm feeling impatient and stuff like this, you know, is that this their time is up. They are gonna come here and interfere with what I'm saying, talking to my own people in my own hemisphere, and they're gonna come here from Europe where they learn to fuck their ass and come here and talk about we mustn't talk what we want to talk about. All right, well, let's see how much longer the gods as for them to play this out.